So he went, so his Rebbe went to Yavne. He couldn't, he, the Gemara, the Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai says about him that the great mile of Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch was Lev Tov. He had a good heart. That's why Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Ro'ani is Divrei Elazar ben Aruch. I see that Rebbe Elazar ben Aruch is correct, because if a person has a good heart, then he can have a good eye and everything else. If he doesn't have a good heart, then it all comes out perverted. It all comes out crooked. He had such a good heart, he couldn't leave. He couldn't see that another center should be built outside Yerushalayim. Couldn't bring himself to that. So even though his Rebbe went to Yavne, and even though his Rebbe asked him to go with him to Yavne, he went to Emmaus. He went on vacation. But he figured, you know, he'll open up a yeshiva in Emmaus, right? Nothing wrong with... doesn't have to be cold where you have a yeshiva. You can open up a yeshiva in a warm climate. And Adarabe, he figured that the students will come there. They'll flock to him. So the Talmud tells us they waited. He waited a period of time. Nobody came. When nobody came, so in his honesty, he said to himself, maybe I made a mistake, which is itself greatness personified. Any person who can say, maybe I made a mistake, especially when he achieves greatness, most great people not only never make mistakes, they never think that they make mistakes. There's no one that stops to think, you know, maybe I'm wrong, right? We're certain my policy is correct. This is good. It's 100%. No doubt. If you have somebody that says maybe, you know, so in our definition, he's indecisive. He's not worthy of being a leader, because a leader cannot afford doubts. And that's why most leaders put the countries that they lead into the messes that are the story of history. But he said, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I should have gone with the Rebbe. So he came home one day and he started to pack his bags. He's going to go to Yavne, right? There at least they're learning. Can't get a suntan, but they're learning there at least. Not bad. But he had a wife. He had a Rebbetzin. And she said to him, where are you going? A famous mushel, she said, says, who comes to whom? Does the barrel of wine come to the mice, or do the mice come to the barrel of wine? That was the mushel that she used, that the Yerushalmi tells us. What do you mean? You're going to go by those, you know, who, by those 16, 17-year-old Kratzers to be by them? What do they know? You wait here till they come. So one lushen in the story, one version of the story is that he listened to her naturally, and he forgot everything. He not only forgot everything, he forgot how to read Hebrew. The Medrash brings that they gave him an aliyah on the Parsha that we're going to have, Parshas HaChodesh, Parshas Bo. So it begins in the Torah, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. This month is on to you, the first of all months of the year. So he couldn't read it anymore. So he read HaCheresh Hoyo Libom. The Dalet he mistook for a Resh, and the Chof he mistook for a Beis. Naturally, the rabbis put the needle in there also, because HaCheresh Hoyo Libom means that their heart, this great man that he said Lev Tov, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said about him, he's the original good heart. Now his heart is deaf. Can't hear anymore. Can't even read Hebrew anymore. The beach did it. The good wine. His wife's COVID. All combined to destroy him. The second version of the story is not quite as tragic, though it is tragic, and that is that he was discounted in halacha already. The